Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. So if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that some of our episodes feature stories from Shy Sounds Like, which is a series from our sister station, Vocalo. What I love about Shy Sounds Like is that you never know what you're going to get, but you know it's going to be touching, it's going to be interesting. You hear artists, activists, and other folks who are somewhat off the beaten path, and they're describing their lives and their work and their passions in their own words and nobody else's, not even the person who interviews all these folks and produces the series, Ari Mejia. But today, we are going to hear from Ari, how she approaches her work, how she thinks about engaging community to create this special, very special type of storytelling. She's here with me now. Hey, Ari, welcome to The Rundown.
Hey, Erin. Thank you for having me. So good to be here.
Yeah. So first of all, you're going to play one of your recent Shy Sounds Like episodes that we actually pitched to you. You ended up talking to Ken Cook Jr., who's a photographer. How would you describe Ken and his personality?
How would I describe Ken? Ken was so friendly, so welcoming. I came to his door and he was holding his little baby. So cute.
Oh. I know. Oh my God.
Welcomed me right in. And his house was beautiful. This block too, like driving up over to the west side, it was just gorgeous. Like these very old, beautiful big homes. And yeah, we just got to chatting right away. And it was so easy. It flowed. He was so passionate about his work and about his project.
Okay, so you stick around for a while. We're going to talk a little bit more, you and me, in just a minute. But first, let's hear from Ken Cook Jr.
My name is Ken Cook Jr. I'm a photographer from the west side of Chicago. I'm currently working on a project, My West Side Story, and this is what Chicago sounds like. I grew up in Humboldt Park. I went to Clemente, but now people will say Humboldt Park is a part of the west side. Maybe they wouldn't have said that when I was growing up, but so I always say now that I'm born and raised on the west side. But I moved to the west side when I was about 10 years old in the Austin community. Spent most of my life here. Went out to Los Angeles for a bit and Las Vegas. And then just after getting married, I moved to Mattson, Illinois, south suburbs. And that's when I really started to get my true love for the west side. When I moved to Mattson, just realized how much of it I missed. And then just really starting to realize, like, by moving, I was part of a problem that's been being perpetuated for many years. There's disinvestment in the west side overall. When people get a little success or make a little money, they move from the west side, leaving future generations to not have someone that looks like them that's successful, someone that looks like them that's living here and making a life here. And so I think when all the people who become successful leave, then it leaves a hole in our community. I live on the west side because I want to live here. It's not like we couldn't live anywhere else. And so, but I want to be here. I want to be an example. I want to be able to let people see that you can live here and build a life here and raise a family. I got my son who's 5 months, Pharaoh, and he's gonna be raised on the west side, and I'm excited about that. My father did photography, and he wasn't like a famous photographer or anything, but he was special to me. That's my dad, and he would just take pictures of our family moments. And he passed away a few years ago, and so I got married in 2020, and so me and my wife, we went to my mom's house, and we're just going through old photos. And I had not picked up a camera myself and never really thought about it. And so I'm looking through these images, and I'm just reliving moments. I'm seeing people holding me as a baby that I never met before. And then my mom's telling me who these people are, but I'm just seeing the power in that imagery. And I'm like, man, this is really changing. This is life changing for me because I'm connecting with people that I don't remember meeting or family members I never met before. And I'm like, man, this is powerful. This is historical. And so from there, I started to like, I want to start taking pictures. I got a camera. I think I got a Rebel T8i, so like a Canon entry level camera. Then I started watching documentaries about photography, and it was called Strong Black Lens. And there's a group of black photographers, and they're sitting around the table, and they're just talking about photography from the aspect of a black photographer. And I just really learned the responsibility of having a camera. The way they use that to implement change into the world, I said, I want to be a part of this and I can do this. And I'm already connected to my community. I've already felt passionate about my community. And I've been working with NAACP here, but I always felt like I'm a part of something, but I didn't have my thing where, what am I adding that can really make a difference? And I mean, the NAACP is making a difference and they're making policy changes, but I didn't feel like that was my thing. But for photography, I felt like that was my thing. So I was inspired by my community to really share the intimacy of my life, because people here have that real like Southern culture vibe, like that hospitality on the West Side. People take care of one another. And so I want to share that through my work, but also want to encourage us for future generations to keep that culture going, because there is some parts where people are starting to get away from it. And the news and the media, they spew all these tales about the West Side and it feels so dangerous, or people are scared to leave their homes. And I think that people are scared to interact with each other the way they need to. In the same sense, I want to combat that disinvestment with my work. I want to combat gentrification. Also, I want to combat those tales where people feel like they can't live on the West Side. There's things happening that's dangerous and violence, and that's every community across the country, across the world. But there's a lot of good here on the West Side of Chicago. There's so many organizations that I get to cover, like Jehovah Jireh. I work with the West Side NAACP, NAFI, West Side Health Authority. And these are communities that are coming together, working together within the community to change the narrative. And that's what I'm looking to do in my work. I think that's one of the biggest things that's happening here. People just don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. I have relationships with the subjects that I'm photographing. And what I want you to feel when you look at my work, that I spend time with this person, that this is their authentic self, that they're not posing, overposing. They're not trying to be who they're not, but this person feels comfortable enough with me to let me into their space, let me into who they really are, and I'm able to photograph them in an authentic way that amplifies their true voice. I work for The Culture, which is a news outlet here in Austin. We do newspapers, and we cover flood victims from people whose houses flooded a year ago. And before I took any pictures of them, I went in with my editor, Michael Romaine, who's the editor of The Culture. We went in together and we just spent time talking, getting to know them. And people were just sharing what they're going through their whole life. I mean, we sat down with this lady and, I mean, she told us stories. She's been living in Austin for over 40 years, and she's told us stories from 40 years ago about Austin. But I'm able to really encapsulate that in the images, because now I'm getting to know you, I'm spending time. And that's what I want people to feel when they see my image, like this is a real person. I think my whole goal for my West Side Project and my work is to give people access to their humanity. So the name of my project that I'm currently working on is My West Side Story. I want to roll out a zine rollout. I want to give it to the community. I want to do an exhibition where we have it on the West Side. People from all over can come, but I want to have West Siders come and see themselves, and then finally just make it into a book, something that's tangible that everyone can have and sit on their coffee table and really just experience that piece of the West Side and have that with them. I want to show people that there's beauty here, and even in the mundane things, that there's a lot of beauty on the West Side. We have the Austin Town Hall, we have the Golden Dome, there's the Conservatory. There's so much here, so I want to highlight those places. Maybe like a week ago, there was this gun violence prevention event I was shooting, and this lady just came up to me. She's like, I love what you're doing with your photos. I love what you're doing for the community. It's moving my heart. And that's the reason why I do what I do. And it's not for like personal glorification. I mean, of course, I want to be amplified so the voices that I'm trying to give a space to can be amplified. But just people seeing that and feeling inspired, that moved me. That was one of my favorite moments. I mean, I've had my work featured in Jet Magazine. I've been in multiple newspapers, but that lady from my community saying that she loves what I'm doing and it's moving her heart, that's one of the biggest accomplishments I've had in my work so far. My name is Ken Cook Jr. I'm a photographer from the west side of Chicago. I'm currently working on a project, My West Side Story, and this is what Chicago sounds like.
Yes, this is what Chicago sounds like. Love it. That was photographer Ken Cook Jr. Ari, oh my God, thank you for that.
Honestly, thank you for suggesting reaching out to him and featuring him on the show. It was such a treat. His work is incredible. The photos are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Ari, I want to start off by just asking you how you've developed the craft of presenting Shy Sounds Like. Like, when you get ready to put out each episode, what is top of mind for you, or what do you want to make sure the show does?
What I think about a lot, and what's really important to me with these interviews and this show in particular, is that people are telling their story and moving through space and time, like on their terms. Sometimes I ask questions. It's usually more like conversational, but honestly, it's, I want people to just kind of like flow. And I feel like that's kind of what I try to bring in the interview styles. But in terms of the people, you said it, you know, like folks that are just out here doing work that is deeply connected to Chicago, or I'm also so interested in the way that Chicago connects. People are connected to the work through the city and that through line. And I don't always talk to natives, but talking to Chicago natives is a real treat. Getting to ask people, like, what was it like growing up there? And, you know, what are some memories, like really important memories that have shaped you? And also, why are you still here? Like, I really like to hear about, like, why are people, what has kept people in Chicago?
You are also from Chicago. And I know a lot of the time in these Shy Sounds Like episodes, people are getting vulnerable, right? I mean, Ken included, right? He's talking about, you know, some of the pieces of what it is to be a father, right? What it is to be touched by someone who consumes the work that he makes. How are you thinking about that vulnerability when you're like approaching each conversation and you're like, I know I want to make this person comfortable so that they can be authentic and vulnerable. Like, what are some of the ways that you think about doing that?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I am deeply interested. And I think I find that when I'm talking to people and just in general, like, you know, I also teach the workshop at Voclo, the audio storytelling workshop. And when I'm talking to people about like, how do you experience the feeling of being heard and being seen? And what does that mean to you? And how do you know when you are feeling that? And so I think that's really like the big part of it. And again, this show is about featuring Chicago. And so like people are here, like I go to interview people and they're like so moved that they're going to get to share their story and share their work. And I think that like that interest and that rawness just in like, we want to talk to you and we want to put you on the radio. Like that is transcendent. I'm not to get cheesy, but it is like, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. I experienced you, Ari, as a person where I feel like you are like a great listener. You are going to listen to what I'm saying, right? As I'm saying it. And you're going to do all of the physical and verbal cues to let me know just naturally, right? That like I'm being heard, but you also like are going to give me a real response. You know, you're going to be like, if you disagree, I hear you. And, you know, or like, I hear you and that's it. Point blank, period. You know, and I feel like the authenticity that you bring, in addition to, you know, the listening and like real listening to understand is really a gem.
Aaron, that's so kind. Thank you.
Yeah. So I know we pitched Ken Cook for the show. And, you know, we had seen him in a Block Club profile and we just loved his work. He has such a great smile also. How do you normally find folks for the show, though?
So Voclo has won a nomination form. So I'm always checking our nomination form. Like, do you know anyone doing amazing stuff in your neighborhood, in your community that you work with? Like, blah, blah. There's also like, you know, I was at a restaurant and the server is like, just starts talking and we're chatting. And he's like, hey, you know, on Monday, I'm going to be painting a mural on the side of the building. You should come by. There's been a lot of those where I'm just like out in the world and seeing cool things and people do interesting stuff.
If you're just thinking kind of big picture about Shy Sounds Like, what would you say is one of your most favorite things about the show?
So a favorite thing for sure is like people learning about different community-oriented work, different kinds of artists, things they might have not heard before, like love that. But also that when I ask people to say the tag, like, cool, that was a great interview, awesome, you're going to say your name, you're going to say what you do, and then you're going to say, and this is what Chicago sounds like. And I swear, like, almost every time, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's me saying that right now. Because they hear it on the radio, and it's meaningful to them. And, you know, like, we all hope that our work is, like, reverberating out and touching people and right always in those moments of, like, one-to-one doing these interviews. People just feel really moved and touched. And I know it's like makes me emotional to feel like people get to like feel as important as they are.
Yeah. I mean, just to say the words, this is what Chicago sounds like. And you're talking about your own self, you know, it's just, especially if you actually from here, like that's has to be just such an affirming sensation to say those words out loud. Ari Mejia is the audio producer behind Vocalo's Shy Sounds Like series. Ari, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we gotta have you say the tag for Shy Sounds Like. Go ahead.
Oh my God, I'm smiling so big. Okay. My name is Ari Mejia, and I'm an audio producer, a musician, an artist, a friend, a Chicago native. And this is what Chicago sounds like.
Ah. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banizak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.